Today is March 6, 2024. And it's the day my dad passed away 17 years ago. It's his death anniversary. And I'm going to tell you something that sounds weird, but it honestly is the truth. My dad passing away was the best thing that ever happened to me because it made me into a man. I got a head start. And a lot of people look at me like I'm crazy when I say this stuff, but trauma in life is actually a very good thing if you can get out of it. And this is going to be a very interesting episode. And it's going to be one from the heart, but I'm going to get personal here. My dad passing away was very hard for me. I saw my dad die in front of my eyes. I remember being in the hospital room and my mom ran out and I just saw all these doctors look at me and I saw my dad dying in front of me. And you know, it was a very traumatic experience as a kid. I remember my mom praying before the actual situation happened. You know, he had internal bleeding and they just didn't know how to stabilize him. And my mom was praying to every God, Allah, Jesus, all the Indian gods, you know. None of them came. None of them saved my dad. And I was a very angry kid against all religion. I said, fuck God, fuck religion, literally verbatim, I was saying that. I was very angry when my father passed away. All these people came to my house that I haven't seen in years saying, oh, I'm sorry, I'm sorry, I'm sorry. For some reason, I was very angry. And that anger has, you know, it still resonates in me to some degree. There's always that anger. And anger is such a beautiful emotion if you know how to control it and leverage it. And over the years, that's what I've learned how to do. Losing my dad put me in a situation where we had to move to a new area. I had to make new friends. I had to walk to school in Baltimore County. Baltimore is, listen, I don't know where you guys live, but Baltimore is not a joke. Shout out to all my people from Baltimore. Baltimore is a jungle if you get in the bad parts, okay? And, you know, I had to walk to school. I had to learn how to make new friends, new high school. It was tough for me. But one thing I'll tell you is that it made me strong. It made me mentally tough. I'm so grateful for my mother for the situation that we were put into because I don't know what I would have been like. I would have been some spoiled Indian kid. We lived in a nice little cul-de-sac in New Jersey. We had things going for ourselves. We were comfortable. Both my parents worked, but they were both comfortable. I don't know what I would have turned into. I would have been a spoiled kid. I would have been a first generation, just spoiled Indian kid. And that situation thrust me into an environment where I wasn't spoiled anymore, where I had to, you know, really like take care of myself. And it taught me a lot. That loneliness, that sadness, that being alone, it galvanized me into a better human being. Now, see, the thing about trauma is if you can not have a support system, like my mom was there. My mom was wonderful, right? And even though my mom worked a lot, my mom was a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful parent. I didn't always understand her back then, but looking back on it, she really did things because she loved me and she worked very hard to take care of me. My mom is amazing. And it was because of my mom and her resilience that I didn't turn into a complete fuck up. Now, I definitely got into some bad decisions when I was younger. I definitely did some bad things. I was, you know, trying to be cool with the bad people, and I was trying to be Mr. Popular, and you know, I never was, but to some degree, I was always involved in things that just weren't good for me. And it's because I was lonely. I was looking for that attention. I was looking for that validation. My dad always gave me attention. My dad always loved me. My dad was the one that loved me a lot more and showed me more affection than my mom. My mom was a tough one. You know, you would think that the dad's a disciplinarian. My dad was always very, very nice to me. My dad grew up very, very poor in India. And because he grew up so poor and he didn't have a lot of things, he said that I'm going to give my son everything that I don't have. And, you know, it sucked losing him. It sucked. And unfortunately, that happened. And you know what? If it wasn't for him passing away, I wouldn't have moved. I wouldn't have made the friends that I made. I wouldn't have gone to the university I did. I wouldn't have grown up in Maryland. I wouldn't have moved to where I am right now in Cleveland. I wouldn't have this podcast. I wouldn't have all these things. I remember my dad passing away and we didn't really have life insurance. We didn't have like enough coming in that we could take care of ourselves. I saw firsthand how that can affect you. So, you know, it's like I'm in the life insurance business now. And people ask me, like, why am I so passionate about it? yeah, we make good money in life insurance. Yeah, I think a lot of people that join this industry are not necessarily concerned with protecting families. But for me, I know firsthand how it is. I know when a family does not have money, how it fucks your life up, how it ruins you. So I want you to understand that sometimes the losses that you have in life, sometimes the things that happen to you, they are making you into the best version of yourself. They're literally building you into a stronger version of you. Don't ever feel like the things that you're losing are not actually giving back to you. When you lose, you gain. You gain perspective, you gain insight, you gain the pain that makes you a better person. Pain is gain. No pain, no gain. Ever heard that saying? The pain of losing my dad, the trauma of it, the sadness with it, it made me into just such an amazing person. And I have a story to tell now. Some of you don't have a story to tell. Some of you don't have a why. Seeing my mom work, seeing my mom struggle was my why. Growing up with a single parent, you know, in the sense of like a widowed mother, it's my why. I saw what happened. I saw the need for a man. A lot of you ask me like about relationships and, you know, do you need a partner? Yes, you do. My mom became very masculine when my father passed away. She had to because she had to work. You know, my mom always wanted a woman, a daughter. You know, my mom always wanted a daughter in her life. And she was so grateful that I was a boy because I couldn't get pregnant or anything like that in high school. It's funny, you know, things change when life gets hard and you start to really appreciate the things that are important. We had to go and get like things from Craigslist because we didn't have money. I don't know if you guys know Craigslist, you know, if you guys remember that stuff, there's OfferUp and Facebook Marketplace now, but I had to get my friends from high school to come in my mom's car and show up to this random sketchy Craigslist stuff like all the time. That was the way we lived. And we didn't live that bad. My mom was good. She worked hard, you know, to provide. She all the money she made, she spent on me. She spent on just living because she didn't want to change my lifestyle. And our lifestyle definitely did change. We definitely did not live in a nice little cul-de-sac in New Jersey. Our street in front of our house was called Cranbrook, okay? A lot of drug dealers, a lot of not good people. Like, our neighborhood had, like, barbed wire fences around it. Like, I'm not even making this up. Like, we had barbed wire fences. And, yeah, it was just a little sketchy, right? But at the end of the day, my mom really did a lot for me. And my dad still did a lot for me. Because in his absence, he taught me how to become a better man. And the day at my dad's death anniversary, I told him, I said, hey, look, I'm so thankful for you. Even if you're not here, you have cemented me into a better person. Your impact, your legacy has made me better. So I just wanted to share that with you guys. When you lose things, it's not always a loss. You can learn from it. Thank you so much for spending a little bit of time here with me today. I know this episode is a little bit different from the ones I usually do, but it means a lot that you guys stayed till the end and listened. If you guys ever want to connect with me, I'm on social media. Subscribe to our YouTube. Check out our podcast. And until next time, guys, sue me out.